The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Scrap material can be, after it's been refined, turned into something completely different than it was before. The metal frame from a desk chair could easily be turned into part of a new vehicle after it's been remelted. A copper pipe could easily be part of a future space shuttle. This is an incredible concept to grasp, but perhaps something even more remarkable has occurred. In Kunshan, China, of all places. In Adam Minter's article, Closing the Loop, in this month's Scrap magazine, he discusses how Wistron Corporation, a manufacturing company, has built an electronics recycling facility and refinery in Kunshan, China, which, for decades, has been where companies like Dell and Apple have all had their products manufactured. Wistron Corporation has developed a refining process so advanced, it purchases computer plastic from Dell, for example, and refines it to a high enough purity level that it can actually use the same plastic to manufacture more computer parts for Dell. This closed-loop method of recycling has long been a dream, and a motto our national association has pushed for years, but now it appears we actually have the technology to make it happen. This is fascinating for a couple of reasons. For one, it's a wonderful display of how recycling scrap material does a service to society and is profitable. A company's bottom line always improves by having a scrap management system in place. Two, the closed-loop method of this scrap material ultimately being manufactured back into the same material may encourage companies to focus on designing their products for recycling in the first place. What effect will this have on scrap processors like us? It's hard to tell. The scrap recycling industry is always evolving, and this could be a game changer, at least for certain materials. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.